The use of antibiotics is trending downward across the United States, and that's a good thing. But the overall 17% decline in use since 1999 is far from uniform. Some states, such as Kentucky and West Virginia, have seen scant change over the past decade, while California, Alaska, and Hawaii have recorded the biggest drops. Ramanan Lakshminarayan, director and senior fellow at the Center for Disease Dynamics, Economics, and Politics in Washington, D.C., has been tracking the issue of antibiotic overuse as part of that group's Expanding the Cure project, which is concerned about increases in bacterial resistance to those commonly prescribed medications.
If you had a resistant infection, you'd be likely to be sicker for longer and a higher likelihood of dying from the infection. More people die in this country of a single resistant infection called MRSA than they die of HIV/AIDS, for instance. There are many other bugs that are equally problematic, and in the next 5 to 10 years, we'll see more death from those bugs than possibly even what we see from the more common infections today.
Those are the problems of today. There are even worse consequences on the horizon.
For instance, there's a whole class of bacteria called gram-negative organisms, which are not treatable with even powerful antibiotics anymore. And this is a problem which is small and growing, and it's particularly a challenge because there are no new drugs in the pipeline to deal with that category of bugs. And finding new drugs for those bugs, it has proven to be quite difficult.
Lakshminarayan's center is hoping to use their new data on state-by-state, even drug-by-drug usage rates, to target educational efforts aimed at reducing consumption of antibiotics in cases where they are not necessary or appropriate, such as viral infections, colds, or ear infections.
Many of the things that we actually use antibiotics for, the antibiotics are not needed at all and are being wasted there, and their effectiveness is being wasted. These individuals will usually get better on their own, even without any medications. But there are illnesses, like urinary tract infections, for instance, where an antibiotic is absolutely necessary, and we need to reserve our antibiotics for those cases where the patient will, in most likelihood, not get better without the antibiotic.
But reining in antibiotic use is an uphill climb, he acknowledges, as few affected groups have incentives to change their behaviors.
As consumers, we think we're just one person. What difference can we make? Physicians think the same thing, so they hand out antibiotics quite easily. And similarly with pharmaceutical companies, they don't own the antibiotic effectiveness, so they're trying to sell as much as they can to make profit. And consequently, the problem gets much worse.
With antibiotic consumption continuing at high levels, Lakshminarayan worries that we may again become reliant on the non-medical tools of 70 years ago.
Sadly, there are no alternatives to antibiotics when it comes to treating bacterial infections. The alternatives are what existed 70 years ago before there were antibiotics, which was chicken soup, rest, and prayer, and that was pretty much it, which by and large were not that effective.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.